in Finding the Feds Missing Children, Child Trafficking in America by Muckraker.com, Anthony Rubin reports that since 2021, about 400 children a day are smuggled into the United States, processed by the federal government, and released into the country.
On August 19, 2024, the Department of Homeland Security announced that they had lost track of over 300,000 of these children. In June of 2024, a government insider from the Department of Health and Human Services provided Muckraker with a list detailing the names of over 8,000 alien children, along with their last known addresses. So, we began an operation to find the missing children ourselves.
Carlos Arellano used to work for the NGOs delivering these children throughout the United States.
I spent over two decades working for NGOs, and to be more specific, I spent about 7 years escorting children around the country, delivering them from point A to point B. One of the things that I used to do was I used to move kids in the middle of the night in private airfields, private charter planes. We had countless of kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds tell us that, oh, they woke us up at 3 a.m. and they took us to a private airfield where the entire plane was full of kids. And I asked them over and over again, did you see other adults on this plane, or were all the seats just children? And they would say the entire plane, every single seat was a child on it. And then they spoke on how they would land in New York and get on charter buses. And then when they're sponsor finally picked them up. They picked them up at a park, at a public park in the middle of the night. And I would get confirmation from the sponsor as well. What time did you pick your child up? Did you pick them up at the airport or at the park? And they confirmed that as well. It was at 3 a.m. in the park. And these kids, all of them told stories about how they had little friends that they lost touch with. They never heard from again. We had a lot of kids in the New York area with their sponsors, where I asked them, hey, did you go through any fingerprints? Did you go through any type of background to get this child? They said no fingerprints, no background. All I did was sign a piece of paper and they gave the kid to me. And then they turned around and gave the kid away 2 days later. The youngest child I moved was 3 months old. When I moved that 3 month old, I wasn't given formula. I wasn't given diapers because supposedly I was supposed to land where I was going to drop this child off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and I ended up dropping the child off at 2 a.m. And one of the biggest issues we ran into on this trip was that a lot of these so-called sponsors were telling us, oh, we gave the child away the moment it got here. We gave it away after a day, or we gave it away after 2 days. And after they tell us, oh, well, they gave it away, there's no way to find this child anymore. It's a dead end. Those kids are lost forever, never going to find them again.
In their search, Muckraker.com found that these young children were officially living in dilapidated, vacant homes.
This was a house we showed up at in New York. This was in Amityville, New York, on Long Island. It was a house where allegedly two young boys, 7 and 10, were sent to a sponsor there. And we showed up, and the house is totally derelict and shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. We tried calling the phone number associated with the sponsor, and it was just disconnected.
Two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here, and honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time.
On a hidden camera, Border Patrol admits they know this is going on.
Have you seen the movie
Sound of Freedom?
Yeah,
Sound of Freedom. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Exactly like that. Happens.
You guys get the kids coming over here with the notes that are attached to them with the addresses, right? And a lot of times those addresses lead to like a sex trafficker or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's legit.
Yep. There's a lot of shit that we can't tell.
What's the issue though? Why can't you guys talk on camera?
It's the policies that we have, things that we can and can't say. Honestly though, I really wish there was more people like you.
Yeah.
Exposing this.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. It truly is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It is a horrible thing.
Once they're detained and they're in the hands of Border Patrol and then HHS, that's it. Even if they say, listen, I just want to go back to my parents. I was smuggled here. They will not send the kid back home. They send him off at best to a foster care system.
See it all at Muckraker.com. For InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.